చెడుకు ఎదురు పోరాడే మంచిని పొడు కాపాడే.
In a room lit only by candles, hundreds of community members joined together for a peaceful vigil, celebrating the lives of people who died in a shooting in Kansas. The room was packed, with crowds spilling out into the lobby and onto sidewalks. Sunny Tamala was there holding a sign.
My sign says, "No place for hate in America." It just, suddenly this air of silence, of this fear. My parents have always been kind of worried for me, you know, my skin color. What if somehow this ends up causing some tragedy for me? And that fear definitely kind of spiked when I came back. And the victims, they're just these clean-cut looking guys, just having a beer after work. So normal. And then that could have been me. And that terrifies them.
From a dot in the middle of the map, this is Midwesternish. I'm Gina Kaufman.
Recent threats targeting Jewish community centers and vandalism of Jewish cemeteries, as well as last week's shooting in Kansas City, remind us that while we may be a nation divided on policies, we are a country that stands united in condemning hate and evil in all of its very ugly forms.
That shooting Trump referenced in his first joint session to Congress took place here in our own proverbial backyard. As you probably recall, two Indian guys, young guys in their 30s, were hanging out at a bar after work when another patron, an older white guy, got agitated. Witnesses say he asked about their immigration status and told them to get out of his country before opening fire. Srinivas Kuchibhotla was killed, and Alok Madasani was injured. A third guy was injured, too, after trying to intervene. Several hours later, the gunman was arrested when he stopped at Applebee's and bragged to the bartender that he'd just killed two Middle Easterners. The bartender called the police.
What we thought about Kansas or Missouri was not this.
That shooting really hit home for Navia Sani. She lives in Kansas City, too, and she's also from Hyderabad, the same city as the two Indian men who were shot. Navia came to the United States to get her master's degree in electrical engineering at the University of Missouri, Kansas City. The United States means something to Navia and the people she knows back in India. But what that is may be changing.
From my parents and other family members, what we were hearing was, okay, it's no more safe. Come back soon. You're not allowed to roam around. Please don't roam around anymore. Let it be during the school hours too. All they asked us was just go to school, come back. Don't talk to anybody. Don't get into any arguments. Even if somebody is wantedly poking you and saying something against your race, this color of your skin, don't say, just ignore and leave the place is what they say. When I came to U.S., I had the dreams like U.S. is the country where you have a lot of freedom. You can do anything and everything, and you are respected. Nobody is here to judge you and stop you. But now I feel that someone is watching me. Wherever I go, I started looking at everybody right now like a suspect. I see everyone and I'm like, oh my God, there is someone who's staring at me. And I get worried and I move on. If I'm driving, I just drive fast, get home, and then we feel that home is a safe space for us and hope that this changes soon, because I came here with a lot of dreams to settle down here. And if I want to settle down, I want to definitely make sure that me and my future generations are ensured safe.
When you mentioned earlier that this incident, this shooting, it's not how you thought about Kansas or Missouri before you came here. How did you think of Kansas or Missouri? I mean, I don't know how we are perceived in India.
When I said I'm going to choose UMKC, my sister was like, are you sure? Midwest is not having the vibe you want because I'm a party animal and I like more crowd and I'm used to more crowd. So she asked me, are you going to be okay there? And my initial days
were afraid you were going to be bored.
Yes. And even now she's asking me every time. She's like, whenever I see your Instagram or Facebook, you're doing a lot of things. But I don't think so. There's so much to do there. I say, yes, there is there. Initially, I didn't think about Kansas City and Missouri. I thought, okay, it'll be a little laid back maybe, as everybody says, Midwest is a little laid back. But what I discovered coming here is it's growing, let it be technologically or with the multiple races coming in here. And diversity is really important, which I see a lot here.
You know, I mean, we've heard that the shooting last week has been in headlines in India. It's been a big topic on social media among people in India and from India. And I wonder if you had heard about this before choosing UMKC, if that would have stopped you from considering a place called Kansas City.
Yes, definitely. Because in India, we come from a place where parents take most of our decisions and they play a vital role, let it be in our day-to-day life, like calling us 5 times a day. So if I'm applying for some universities, definitely my parents and my family would be the ones who will be knowing it first. And they would be saying no. Because my sister or most of our families have someone or the other person living in the U.S. So they'll definitely say, no, 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 you're definitely not going. Not just Missouri or Kansas City, but it would be no to U.S. too.
You've mentioned that your dream of settling down in Kansas City might be affected depending on whether you start to feel safer again or not. What would make you feel safer again, and what are some things that for you would be kind of deal breakers?
Maybe the government coming up and joining hands, saying and taking a stand very strictly and saying, okay, this is some action we are going to take for hate crimes and this is not acceptable. Because what happens is when we have few systems which are negligible to one particular or which are not addressing few minorities, then it becomes easy for any people to address them in a negative way and take action like killing.
Wow. Well, in just a minute, we'll hear from another South Asian in Kansas City who has a different response to this shooting. But first, some people still don't get podcasts. What makes them so appealing and how to listen? You can help change that. Start by thinking of someone you care about. What podcast would they really love? There are like a gazillion podcasts out there, so clearly you can come up with one podcast that this person would be into. Got it? Now hit the share button at the bottom left of your screen. The next step is to make sure they know how to listen. If they don't, offer to show them. And tell us what you shared with the hashtag TryPod. That's TryPod. Because maybe we want to listen to it too. And now let's turn to another immigrant for a point of view on this incident and what it means to him. Mansoor Rahman came to the United States from Bangladesh. He's a semester away from earning his PhD in computer engineering. He's been here for more than 5 years. At this point, he says the Midwest is like a second home.
I went to New York after finishing my master's and started my PhD there in Stony Brook University in Long Island. And I feel something missing there that I got in Kansas City. So I came back to UMKC again to start my program, and I'm continuing my PhD here.
What about this incident has surprised you?
It shocked me. It shocked me a little bit. And I am so sad for those family who were feeling that they're safe there, but they somehow got injured or they somehow got killed. But at the same time, I'm seeing some really good things. That's the beauty of US, that the response of the people, how they're responding those kind of crime. And
is there an example that's really touched you?
Yes, honestly, I see that the people are really not accepting at all in here in US, and the law enforcement, everybody is helping to stop this crime. And you will not see maybe these kind of things in all over the world, but I'm I'm so happy to see that how the people were helping the family, how the people are helping those people to get some relief from this pain. And you see the people who were there, and U.S. people who get hurt to stop that guy to shoot them. So that's really touched me. How
just the fact that someone intervened,
right?
And
yeah,
not only risked injury, but in fact was injured himself.
Right, exactly. So that really give me some hope that yes, this is the place where there is no place for a hitter and there is no opportunity for a hitter.
Is Kansas getting a reputation in Bangladesh the way it maybe is in India right now?
I do not exactly know, but I don't think that much. There are some news in media, but I think it's instead of just Kansas, I think it's overall get the idea of U.S.
What about the fact that this gunman who fired shots that killed Srinivas Kuchibhotla and injured Alec Madasani seems to have mistaken them for being Middle Eastern? Is that a significant detail to you?
Yes, I heard that, and it also shocked me a little more. Why? I mean, what wrongs with this Middle Eastern? You have to kill all the Middle Eastern there, and what's wrong with them? I mean, I don't think he was okay. I mean, he just found someone to blame right now, but these kind of people, they will find blame to anyone after a few days. He now thinks the Middle Eastern people are bad. Maybe after a few days, he will say, okay, those people are bad. Then maybe they will feel their friends are bad to them, so they need to kill. So I don't know what's going on in his mind and why he thinks that then he needs to kill the Middle Eastern people.
This behavior is also because of what happened a few years ago in the United States, wherein foreign was treated as suspects, terrorists, where we were judged based on the color of our skin. Okay, these people are foreign, whereas brown bodies are treated as illegal. And
is there a specific incident from a few years ago that you think started this, or just a general mood?
I would say 9/11, because that one was such a dreadful one which happened and which shook the whole world, which shouldn't have happened. After that, people started naming that, okay, this particular race, this particular religion is responsible for it, but holding one person responsible against the whole incident and what happens later shouldn't be done, because this is 2017. And if you see in any educational institution, especially Middle Easterns and Muslims are doing a lot better than what we know of. They're doing a lot of research. They're bringing laurels not just to the university, but to the country too. And I totally don't feel that this is how it is supposed to go on, blaming just the Middle Eastern or Muslims against anything.
You mentioned the phrase brown bodies. Can you say more about that phrase?
I said that brown bodies are blamed and named illegal because this person, especially when he approached these two Indians, Alok and Srinivas, asked them if they were legal and inquired about their visa status and said, no, these people, because they were brown, he assumed them to be Muslims and from Middle Eastern and said they are illegal. And then he got returned from his place with a gun and shot at them. One thing which runs in everybody's mind was, if he was white, maybe he would have escaped it. And if his color of the skin was a little lighter, maybe he would have escaped it. If he was, in his appearance, he was looking more American, maybe he would have got saved and he wouldn't have to face this thing. India is land which believes in Atithi Devo Bhava, which means guests are the gods, and we treat them with utmost respect, and we go to any place expecting the same thing, because I'm a person who treat others the way I want to be treated. And when we come here as brown bodies, we carry pride being brown. We never feel ashamed for being brown, because there's nothing we need to be ashamed of, because we are what we are and we are improving the way things are going around. When someone rephrases or just points out to us and says, hey, you're brown, you can be like this, or someone wearing a hijab pointing to them saying, oh, that's a Muslim, maybe they are like this, Islamophobia or anything, it creates not just a fear in other people who are around, but also it creates a sense of a common crowd mentality saying, this crowd is going to do this forever. So this has to change.
It remains to be seen if the shooting in Olathe, Kansas, will end up being a turning point for South Asians in the region. Will many avoid the city or even the country, preferring to study or work somewhere else? After the shooting, Srinivas Kuchibhotla's wife, Sunayana, held a press conference at the tech company where her husband worked. This recording comes from 41 Action News.
I told him many a times, should we think about going back? Should we think about going to a different country? He said, no. Let's just see. Let's wait and see. And I need an answer. I need an answer from the government. I need an answer for everyone out there. That what is that they're going to do to stop this hate crime?
Sunayana traveled with her husband's body to India for the funeral, but she says she has every intention of coming back here to continue fulfilling her husband's dreams right where he left off. This episode of Midwesternish was produced by Matt Hodapp and Matthew Long Middleton, edited by Sylvia Maria Gross. You can subscribe on NPR One, iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you generally do that kind of thing. These stories come from a daily show on Kansas City's public radio station, KCUR 89.3, the show's central standard, and you can find it at kcur.org. I'm Gina Kaufman.